Hi, your backup plan tribe. Welcome with your host, Tina, again from British Columbia, Canada. And we're going to talk about a celebrity today. It's our Friday talking and walking with Tina. Normally I'd be walking, but it's still got snow outside, so we're inside today. And that's okay, because it's cold, so we're all good. How's everybody doing out there? So excited to talk about Aaron Carter today. Very famous in the media, actually. Died at 34. And we're going to talk about a little bit about his background. So hopefully you guys come on and have a listen to what's happening with Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter was born in December 1987. For anybody that knew him, he passed away in November 2022, just last year. He's an American singer and rapper. His brother was Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. And Aaron had his kind of his own path that he had, it seems like, from doing a little bit of research into Aaron. I didn't follow him personally, but I know a lot of people that have. He was certainly in the media a lot between having substance abuse issues and he came out, I guess, as a bisexual, so that brought a lot of media attention to him as well. So let's check out the dealio here. What do we do at your backup plan on our talking with Tina and walking with Tina? Well, every week we do a walking with Tina on Fridays between 3 and 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if anybody who wants to catch us, you can. It's quite exciting because every other week, we talk about a celebrity's issues of their estate planning, their family estate feuds. We have done Lisa Marie Presley, and she's been brought up a few times because it's still going on. And we'll have lots more. Today I picked Aaron Carter because he passed away without a will. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today and give you a little bit of background about who he was and a little bit of research that I've done into what's happening with him. The other week, so next week, we'll be talking about a topic that's come up through the week with other clients, and we'll talk about that. We've talked about not having a will. We have discussed what a trust is for anybody that's out there that wants to listen to check out and get a little bit more informed about options for what's out there, what's available. Next week, our topic will be I'm not sure what I'll title it, but basically it will be, what options do you have with your cremation? So there's all sorts of options out there that I don't know if anybody is aware. And so I wanted to talk about that because sometimes we think, well, we do want to be cremated, but then what do we do with it? So that's going to be a kind of a cool topic to discuss, and it's quite cool what they're actually doing with cremation remains now, and we're going to talk about that. So let's get on to our story here. Talking with Taboo with Tina, we talk about on our podcast. It's on all podcast platforms. We also do a live stream on our YouTube channel for anybody out there that wants to catch up on our shows via video, instead of watching it or listening to it on audio while you're in the car or traveling or exercising. Anyway, you can listen to it. So we've got all sorts of guests. We have two next week. I'm excited about that. One of our shows on Monday is going to be, well, I had to buy my mom a vibrator. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that and what that looks like. So let's get on to Aaron Carter. So our celebrity this week is talking about Aaron Carter, who passed away in November of this last year. And there's a controversy right now with his mom discussing the scene of where he was found in his home in the bathroom. And she thinks that it's not suicide or overdose, it's actually homicide. So we're going to see a lot more about that and discussion around that on the media. But for right now, we're going to talk about who he was, who his family was, because that's very important when it comes to death. And we're going to talk about him not having a will. About not having a will, we're going to get into other details about not having a will. We've done that show already in our previous videos, so check it out on our Instagram page or on our YouTube channel. So let's get on with it. Aaron Carter was the brother of Nick Carter, who, of course, was part of the Backstreet Boys. He was born in 1987. He died in November. Talking about American singer, he was a rapper. He was also he went to school in Florida, and he dated teenagers, including Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan. He also dated some high-profile celebrities, but there's a bit of controversy over that because at age 16, Carter became engaged to a former beauty queen and Playboy model, Carrie Ann Pinch. He proposed to her on stage while performing in Las Vegas, and then Carter broke off the engagement 6 days later, saying his decision was impulsive. He began dating Madison Parker in 2016, and they broke up in 2017. In 2017, he came out as a bisexual through Twitter, and then later on had a guest appearance on a podcast to discuss both his career and his sexuality. He reaffirmed his bisexuality publicly on at least another occasion, but he continued having relationships with other women. Carter ended up having a son in November 2021 with then fiance Melanie Martin. I need a drink. Hold on. You know, he had quite a long career publicly. He began performing at age 7 because that's when Nick's group kind of came together with the Backstreet Boys. I don't want to get too much into that. He did appear on Dancing with the Stars, and he appeared on some off-Broadway musicals. He released 3 albums, and one was released 2 days after his death, matter of fact. The sixth album and final album, Blacklisted, was released 2 days after his death, So there was 6 studio albums. The state of California will be responsible who inherits Aaron Carter's estate, as the late singer did not have a will established at the time of death, as TMZ reports. Carter, who was found dead at his home last weekend in November, we're talking about November 2022, had a young child with his fiancée, Melanie, and the LA County of Children and Family Services recently removed Carter's 11-month-old Prince from the couple's home, and the boy had been living with Melanie's mother since September. Despite not having a will in place, Carter's son could still inherit his father's estate, as California law, and remember guys, every province and every state, every country has different rules according to not having a will. It's never very good, so it's important to have a will. I want to make that very clear. Because when you don't, it doesn't matter if you have something or you have a lot. It doesn't matter what color of skin you have, what color of eyes you have, what color of hair you have. It doesn't matter. For some reason it's getting hard to talk today, so I want to make this very brief. So Carter's son could inherit his father's estate because according to California law, a child is first in line to inherit a parent's estate if the parent passes away without a will. However, it's worth noting that Carter wasn't financially stable at the time of his death. One source close to Aaron told TMZ he was living hand to mouth and would have typically spent what he earned very quickly. Carter passed away late Saturday inside his Lancaster, California home. Law enforcement responded to a call around 11 a.m. that a male had drowned in a bathtub. No foul play was suspected, and an official cause of death is unknown. Back in September, police were summoned to Carter's home to do a welfare check after it appeared the singer was doing drugs during an Instagram Live. Carter's older brother, Nick, losing my voice. Carter's older brother, Nick, took to social media to share a heartbreaking tribute to his younger brother, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. So they haven't decided yet. The courts have not decided yet. And it actually takes quite a long time to go through cases similar to that, especially when there's controversy around it. So guys, we'll be talking about this for a few months with Aaron to find out what resolves from this problem. You can see how it left his son and how it left his fiance. And it's just not worth it. It's not worth not having a will. It's not worth not knowing that you don't have at least that done. There's so many other things that you can do. And we've talked about them in the past few videos. So I don't want to get too much into it because I wanted to make this fairly short today about Aaron Carter. And thank you guys for coming on. I'm losing my voice today. So I'll say for now, remember who you are. Remember to take a check out our Facebook VIP group on your backup plan. We have free webinars. We'll be holding a new free webinar in middle of March. So take a look at that. And check out our podcasts on either our YouTube channel and follow along on any podcast platform. And check out our app. Our app is very easy to use. It's on iTunes and Google Play. And we'd love to have you guys there. And we'd love to see you over there, either in our Facebook group where you can chat with others, chat with other people going through difficult times, perhaps. Lots of questions, lots of cool, interesting stories also. So until next time, stay safe and be kind. Bye for now.